B-Pod Studios.
What are they doing in Toronto today? Are they miserable? Sixers trying to catch up to him with a big acquisition, and not only that, Kawhi's writing a goodbye letter as we speak. He's writing it. He's starting now. People of Toronto, it was really nice. CNLA.
It's bad right now. And then in the meantime, LA's got a lot of drama now. So you see what happens with LA. You know Kawhi's headed to the Clippers or the Lakers. And the Lakers are now, the players have now quit on LeBron because he knows he wants to trade all of them. So they lose by like 45, 46 last night because he knows. And meanwhile, at the foul line, they're saying LeBron's going to trade you at the players. So the players have quit on LeBron.
Oh, yeah, that was going all last night. LeBron's going to trade you.
Yeah.
What else were they chanting last night? They were chanting two things last night.
Oh, because Ingram, I only saw the, because Ingram ended up saying, I heard it.
LeBron's going to trade you, and then they were chanting something else later.
Yeah,
forget what it was.
Yeah, so, and there's rumors that Kidd's going to be the coach.
Jason Kidd?
That's the rumor.
Man, they just recycle coaches in this league, don't they? 5 o'clock hours brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Guided has extended their big winter sale for one more month. Receive 40% off all windows and doors in February. Call 877-GO-GUIDED or visit goguida.com. I actually heard a Sixer fan today say, so isn't it great we didn't get LeBron? So you didn't trade everybody? Yeah, it was good. It was great that they missed out on LeBron last season. It was fantastic. Let's go to Vicente in Lansdowne. Vicente!
Hola, amigo, my community.
Hola, Vicente. ¿Qué tal?
Bien, bien, gracias.
Beautiful.
I have a nickname for our beautiful Natalie.
Oh, not another nickname. She's collecting nicknames today? Is that what it is? What is it, nickname day?
Hermosa Mermaid from Fishtown.
Right. What is that mean?
I don't know.
Where are you getting Fishtown? It's a mermaid, and she's beautiful.
She's the mermaid from Fishtown?
Hermosa Mermaid from Fishtown.
Hermosa Mermaid. Okay.
I would say no.
You got it, buddy.
Right. Okay. So I'm very happy with the Sixers trade for Tobias Harris.
Right.
But, you know, the Sixers had to complete the trade with trading Markelle Fultz. And perhaps they can do that, giving away Amir Johnson and Justin Patton for Bobby Portis and Robin Lopez from the Chicago Bulls. What do you think?
I like it. Well, Rob, they don't need Robin Lopez now. They got the big dude. So they don't need Robin Lopez.
Yes, but you know Robin Lopez can be a good thing in the locker room. He's 30 years
old. Yeah, you need a guy who can play. They just got a 7'3" guy. They don't need another one.
Okay, all right. So, but what do you think? I mean, trade Markelle Fultz because they might trade him
or they may be of the mindset that we're gonna wait at least one more year for the kid. I don't know what they're thinking.
But it will cost like $20 million to keep it on,
No, it's not gonna cost him $20 million.
Twelve
for next year?
Yes.
Well, I don't know. We'll see. He might get traded by tomorrow's trade deadline.
I'm crossing my fingers.
All right.
Can you give me your best shot with, I knew the South American.
You are general knowledge? How about
knowledge.
1990s movie quotes? How about that?
Okay.
All right. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Groundhog Day.
No, man, that was Office Space. That was Office Space. Case of the Mondays. Bob in Hanover. What's up, Bob?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's going on, pal?
Not much. Excited about the trade, but I just can't figure you to take the walk of shame and leave early out of the game. I had to, man.
First of all, it was a bad seat. And I'm sitting there, and people are going, "Yo, Mikey Mills, can't do better than that seat." I was getting that all the whole game. You know? Plus, they disgusted me. I couldn't watch that crap. In the third quarter, they were down and out.
Yeah, man, that's still that's like violation city there, man. You can't.
No, you know it's a violation. Me sitting in traffic after a game like that—that'd be a violation.
Now, if you'd have went in your car and not turned the game on, then I'd give you a pass.
Well, I went in my car and turned the game on. I listened to the game the whole way home.
Yeah.
In fact, when I got home, I caught the last couple minutes.
You take the walk of shame. You got to just shut it down. You can't.
People thought I was doing the right thing.
Anyway, my question to you is, I've called in and mentioned this a few times, but I just don't like the way Embiid stands around at the top of the key. Do you think now we're going to see him in the paint?
He's in the paint plenty of times. I think you expect that he's going to be in the paint every single possession. It doesn't work that way. First of all, pro players have to gather their legs some of the time, so they don't want to do the 94 feet. He's got to stay up top to preserve himself sometimes. I know in a perfect world, you think it's real easy to get from end to end like that. It's not for big dudes.
No, I understand that, Mike. What I'm saying is now with the trade, we got another big guy that could, you know, could play.
Yeah, but you also know that Embiid leads the league in free throws, right? So it's not like he's not playing down low. I just think you think that every possession he should be down there, and that can't be the case.
I think he should be in the paint more because...
But obviously he's getting fouled, so he's in the paint enough to have the most free throws in the league.
Yeah, but that, like, starting last night, that stupid three-pointer right out of the box. I mean, that was crazy.
But he can make that.
He can make
the three-pointer. It's a weapon to have a guy like that make a three-pointer.
Not now. Now we don't need him to do that.
Dude, you need some of it.
All right,
Bob. How about you? Old-fashioned. Bob's old-fashioned.
No, hard.
These guys that stick there in the block 94 feet all the time. It takes a lot of energy.
Just to correct myself, Harden just passed him because he's had that crazy. Man. But he's second. He shoots.
He's second. He's second in the league in free throws.
10 foul shots per game.
So he's getting fouled down there, and he's down there. And, you know, people have the tendency that he doesn't play down there at all. He's down there all the time.
And the closest center is 16.
You might see him up top like 10 times during the course of a game, and he's shooting the ball 6 times out of that spot. Yeah, you just got to live with it. You know, you go, all right, he's conserving some energy. It's okay. Mark in Lansdale, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mark.
Mike, thanks for taking my call.
What's up, Mark?
Mike, it feels really good to be on the other side of these trades where, you know, we're the team gaining the assets. And I look at what the Clippers got, and I get it from their point of view. They can't make the playoffs this year. They need to lose so they retain their pick. But, boy, it feels like we stole these players, you know, what we gave up. Those first-round picks are going to be nothing picks in the middle of the first round.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And if you overvalue Landry Shamet, I mean, he's a nice player. But we had Haberstroh on. He says he's a role player in the league, and I thought the same thing. He's a role player coming off the bench.
Yeah, that's what he is. I mean, really, when you look at it, like I said, it makes sense. The Clippers need to make sure they don't make the playoffs, so they hold on to that pick instead of the Celtics. So it makes sense from their point of view, and they now line themselves up to be able to bring in players free agent-wise, which is perfect for, you know, the potential free agents. So it just feels so good to be on the other side of it.
It does. And now it's viable. Before last night, it wasn't viable that they were going to play for the Eastern Conference Championship, right? Now it's very viable.
Yeah,
and that's all you can ask for. You got a shot.
Yeah, now and you got a little depth to the perimeter, and all of a sudden... And that's very doable. People with the contracts, it could potentially be easy to pick the.
We lost him. A fade out. Ronnie in South Philly, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Ronnie.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's up, Ronnie?
I heard that other caller of yours said that the Sixers moved from 16 to 1 to 7 to 1.
Yes.
I just came back.
It's 10 to 1. They're tied 10 to 1 with Toronto.
Right. I just came back from the turf club, you know, betting.
Yeah.
The Sixers are the co-favorite, minus 170 with Toronto to win the East.
Wow.
The favorite.
that's jumping the gun a bit, but man, that's surprising.
And they're 7-1 to win the championship, co-favorite with Toronto.
Wow.
7-1.
How about that? How's that feel? Feel good?
I couldn't believe it.
Uh-huh. Did you bet it?
Nah. Nah. Not yet.
Oh, you're not buying it? It's going to only, the price is only going to go down.
No, but I, I, I just called you because I heard that caller, and it just so happened I just came from here when he called. So I figured, Mike, you got to lay 170 to win 100 to bet that the Sixers win the East. They're not much of a favorite.
Yeah.
Boston is plus 250. Milwaukee's plus 250. And they're minus 170.
Wow. It's amazing. All right, brother. Yeah. You want a general knowledge question?
Okay.
Events in history. Here we go. June 28th, 1914, the assassination of this Archduke triggered possibly World War One.
No, Mike, forget about it.
The Austrian Archduke assassinated.
Don't.
No?
No.
All right, also, the name of an alt band. Got it, Tyrone?
Ferdinand.
Franz Ferdinand.
We had that one
in here. We had that one in here.
You guys got it?
Yeah.
Good
work by you. Good work. Joe and Mequon. What's up, Joe?
Yeah. What's up, Mike? Great
how you doing, buddy?
Franz Ferdinand. Good. How you doing?
Good.
Another great day in Sixerville, isn't it?
Yes. It's really an exciting day. It's one of those days, you know, you come to work, you go, wow, it's going to be excitement on the airways.
Absolutely. So it's all on Brett Brown's lap now, isn't it?
I'm sorry?
It's all on Brett Brown's lap now.
Yes, it is. It absolutely is. Now, they need to add at least one piece. So, like, right now, I don't expect them to win the East with this current configuration. They've improved themselves, but they still need a bench player.
You think they need a guard?
Yes.
I believe so, too. That's what I'm thinking.
Yep.
So you're Brett Brown. How do you play this at this point? Do you make any changes, or do you just roll with what
you know, that's
doing?
A really interesting question. I should have asked Keith Pompey, because I think they're going to have to change their offense a little bit.
Me too.
Yeah. And, you know, this dribble handoff to JJ it can't be their go-to offensive play now. I think they're going to have to have a motion offense of some sort.
I can't agree with you more, Mike.
We'll see what happens with Brett. Brett's got to figure it out. They'll figure it out. They have good coach.
General knowledge, please.
All right, here's your general knowledge. It has the word day in it. American Idiot.
American Idiot. Green Day.
There you go. Green Day. That's another tub of peanut chews out the gate. Let's go to Sean and Malvern. Sean, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Sean.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
What's up, Sean?
Sorry to change the subject here. I know the Sixers are the hot topic here, but...
you want to talk about Nicky Foles?
Yeah, you know, I mean, explain this to me like I'm a five-year-old here. What are we doing with this guy
all
here?
Right, so what happened was he bought out... They picked up the option. He bought out of it, okay? So when they picked up the option, he immediately bought out of it. They didn't have time to make a deal. So now he buys out of it. They now can franchise him, put the franchise tag on him, and establish a price of $25 million for 1 year, and then look to find a trading partner. But so if they don't find a trading partner, they're stuck with him for that price.
Well, obviously, they're going to try to trade him. My question is, who do we trade him to? I mean, we definitely don't want him to go to the Giants, right?
Do we care? I mean, they either have to trade him to somewhere or they have to keep him for 25 mil. You know they're not going to keep him for 25 mil. So they can't be choosers here. You know, market is.
So they're going to get like a third round draft pick or something, probably.
Yeah, a compensatory pick.
Right. All right, man. It just seems like we could do better than that for him. I mean, it's unfortunate the whole situation having both those guys.
I mean, right now, I'm sure they're trying to do better for him. I mean, if they go to Jacksonville and they set up a deal with Jacksonville, gives him a second round pick, they're doing better. We'll see what happens. Yeah. They had to buy themselves some time to do this.
Right on.
All right, you want a general knowledge question, bro?
Sure, Mike.
All right, this is general knowledge. Back to the general knowledge category. Let me see if I can get you a challenging one, because you need to be challenged.
I want to be challenged.
Okay. Let's see here. Oh, okay. In the sentence, I have less shoes than Thomas, one word is incorrect. What correct word should be used? I have less shoes than Thomas.
I have lesser?
No. I have fewer shoes than Thomas. A lot of people make that mistake. They go with the less. It's fewer.
Sure.
Proper grammar. I have fewer shoes than Thomas.
I have less shoes.
Not less. Fewer.
I'd have to think about that.
Yeah, I get stuff wrong every day.
You know,
so.
that's one of those deals where like I couldn't care less type of mistake that people make.
It's I couldn't care. Shoes. I couldn't care fewer.
It's I couldn't care less. Not I could care.
People say I could care less.
I could care less. Most people say.
How do you feel about irregardless? I mean, I know it's not technically a word.
I don't like it.
You don't like irregardless?
No, because it's not a word.
Right, but people use it.
I don't know why. It's regardless or irrespective.
Well, no one uses irrespective.
No. Well, no. If you're
people use irregardless.
I'm talking about sports people.
Irregardless.
Somebody comes around me using that word, well, I X it out. I go out to
really?
The bar.
I thought tomorrow I'm going to say, you know, it's irrespective that you're, you know, what we've decided to talk about, irrespective of what your view is. I'm going to talk about something else.
Then we got to set up a bar out there.
Irregardless.
Let's go to me regardless. Mac, Drexel, Mac, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mac.
Mr. Missinelli, how you doing?
What's up, Mac?
I can't complain. Of course, I'm going to get the 90s category, too. I was born in the 90s, so I know I'm going to get rocked with it, but that's all right.
No, you're not. You're actually getting the history question.
Oh, beautiful.
All right. Okay.
I wanted to call you for talking about the Sixers. I mean, I haven't called you since before the Super Bowl, and it's been a long time. It's a beautiful thing. I'm trying to figure it out, though. I love the trade for now. But what do they do come the off season? Because, I mean, I would have thought they would have, seeing how things went, they would have tried to see how Butler played out, maybe went after Durant, made a play for him, try and pair him with Embiid.
Well, let's see. It's all fluid here. Here's what they can do. They can sign both the players. Suppose they go to the NBA Finals, right, and they lose the Golden State Warriors. Now, the smart move is you sign both those players. Now, if they somehow fall on their face, and they get an inkling that Butler doesn't want to sign here, well, then maybe you don't sign both players, and you go for another free agent.
Well, if you don't sign Butler, you need a three. Who else you go after? Who's a good forward to go after?
There's a lot of good free agents that are going to be out there next year. Now,
that's fair.
You know, there's really a good list of free agents that's out there. So.
And I have one more question for you, too. Say they do wind up signing, you know, all three of these guys. Two of them, Butler and Harris, then how do they come, because Simmons is a restricted free agent, so how does that work when it comes time to pay him? Because are they going to have the money to pay four max guys like that?
Yes, they will have the money.
And have like a sufficient bench on top of that to actually have a real team. They could do that somehow, some way. They could finagle it.
Yep.
That is incredible to me. That was my biggest thing. Like, how are they going to field an actual team?
No, they're fine. Tom Haberstroh had it correctly. We had him earlier. It's the year after that where the rookie contracts then have to be. Then you're talking about getting into your luxury tax.
Okay, so they just probably have to pay like incredible like cents on the dollar for Simmons when that time came. Okay,
yeah,
well, that's fair. I mean, it's not my money, so is it yours?
Yeah, there's like, I'll give you a list of free agents thing next year. Durant, Kawhi, Kyrie, Clay, Kemba Walker. Porzingis, but he won't be free agent. DeMarcus Cousins, Chris Middleton, Mirotic, Marc Gasol.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, there's a lot of players out there. Yeah.
You think Kawhi would come here, though? That'd be wild.
I'd probably not. He's going to go to L.A.
I can dream, right?
Yeah. All right, you want your general knowledge question?
Guess what?
I'm sorry. It is 1990s movies. But this is an easy one. This is an easy one. I'll give you an easy one since you're born in 1990. Yeah. You're Shagadelic, baby.
Shagadelic?
You're Shagadelic, baby. Oh,
come I got
man.
Nothing, man.
Come on, man. That's Austin Powers. You should know that.
I was born in 96.
Wait, you never heard of Austin Powers, the movie?
I've never seen it.
What?
Doesn't matter if you're born in 96.
Never seen it.
It's an American classic.
The big movie. Like, it's on cable. Like, there's no excuse.
And it's so funny.
It's not that funny.
I agree with Michael.
No, I knew you guys were going to think it was funny.
It's not that funny.
It's a little funny. It can hold up.
Do I have something in my teeth?
It made Vern Troyer a star somehow.
Fat Bastard was funny.
Yes.
Like, the concept of Fat Bastard was funny.
Yes.
You didn't think Austin Powers was funny?
Yeah, yeah.
It was a decent thing. Mike Myers, to me, is a little overrated, to be honest, his whole body of work.
I would agree with that.
from SNL
what?
Forward. His whole body of work, to me, is overrated.
Wayne's World is also an American classic.
Nah. Don't love it.
You got me a gun rack. I don't even own a gun, let alone many guns, to necessitate an entire rack.
She's a Mike Myers fan.
There you go.
I appreciate cinema.
That's wheelhouse.
I appreciate fine cinema.
We talk about The Godfather and Goodfellas. No, no, no. We talk about Mike Myers. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Schwing.
Schwing. Thank you, Brett. We'll come back with your calls after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
And that is actually a mistake. They have five players in their starting lineup, averaging 17 or more now. I said that without thinking.
That's insane.
That is five players, 17 or more. And if you keep the ball out of Ben Simmons' hands in the end of games, four guys that shoot 80-plus percent from the free throw line. There you go.
In the playoffs, that's tough.
Yeah, get away, Ben.
Ben, you run down the court. You get all the way down. You're the safety valve.
Yeah, that's where they hide him in the corner.
Yeah, and then Jimmy, you Jimmy, JJ, Tobias, you guys all run to the ball. And yeah. You're the inbounder.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. That's not like JJ not playing with nausea. Yeah. I don't know how I feel about that.
I'm now wondering.
I feel about the nausea part.
It's making me question things a little bit. My guess is they were sitting on this Clippers tree.
Mm-hmm.
They go, JJ, you saw what happened on Saturday with Shamit because he played well against the Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
Let's give this kid one more shot at it.
Give Shamit one more shot?
Uh-huh. Can he prove something to us? And once he did.
In one game?
Once
he had a bad game, he was flipped?
Well, it wasn't just one game. Uh-huh. He started a few games. He started Saturday, didn't play well. Mm-hmm. I think they were evaluating, and I think he was so poor through 46 minutes of the game that they said, you know what? Mm. Do it.
Maybe it was something as simple as JJ having nausea and not wanting to play, which I don't like at all. Anyway, let's get our final poll numbers. Paul B. Moyer and Sons bring us the final Twitter poll numbers from snowblowers to generators and small engines. Every part for every machine in stock when you need it. Moyer will keep you going this winter. Natalie.
Over 1,800 votes today, Mike. Do you think the Sixers gave up too much in this deal? 25% say yes, 75% say no.
25 went up from the start.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, you 25%ers. Paul in Delaware, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Paul.
Hey, Mike, thanks for having me on.
What's up, Paul?
Love the show.
Thanks, buddy.
Let me take you off speaker real quick. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm off speaker. I just wanted to give my two cents about the Sixers trade. I love this deal. Now, just think about this. You have five different guys on the floor, and you can run the pick and roll with any of them. You have shooters open all over the field, or excuse me, the court.
Mm-hmm.
This is the most dangerous offense in the East today, and this was the perfect player to get. Sorry that we had to give up Landry. He's going to have a great career, you know, but he's never going to be a starter in this league. Never going to be an all-star. Let's be honest with ourselves. Mm-hmm. Nice piece. But here's my thing. This is the reason why I'm calling, and I want your opinion. Tyrone, you want to jump in too? I love you, buddy. You can give me your opinion too. I'm curious how this all, in terms of the roster, you know, how's this all going to work out? Because there's going to be a couple of players available. I know your team's not going to be made just off of getting somebody off the waiver wire. But, like, what are some viable waiver options? Because let's be honest,
there's two of them, really. Wesley Matthews, who is about to be bought out by the Knicks. And I think Terrence Ross, who is also a good name. I think either
Terrence
one of those players, if they grab either one of those athletic players who can score a little bit, I'd be happy.
Terrence Ross hit a three to beat us, didn't he?
Yeah, he's a good player.
He's a very good player. I love watching him in Toronto.
Yep. So there you go.
Yeah, give me a general knowledge.
There's your general knowledge question. This is the word day has to be in your answer. The Mormons.
Church of Latter-day Saints.
Correcto mundo. Boom. All right, let's go to Sam in Chester. What's up, Sam?
What's happening, man?
What's going on? You happy today, Sam?
Man, listen, I didn't even get to call y'all this morning. I was too busy, man. I'm just making it in time. And I've been happy since I woke up this morning, man. Listen, I know, I don't want to put pressure on the guy. But Brett Brown got to coach the team.
Sam, do me a favor. Turn your radio down. I hear it.
Hold on. My bad.
Yeah, go ahead.
You hear me?
Yeah, I got you. Go ahead.
Listen, I don't want to put pressure on Coach Brown. I like the guy. I really do. But he's got to coach this team.
Yeah, he does. The pressure is on.
I don't want to put the hot seat. Put him in the hot seat. But look, you got a guy coming off this Clippers team. Mm-hmm. Got a couple good pieces too. The big guy, what's his name? The Mobon guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Scott guy. He's all right.
12 minute Mobon. Hey, yeah, Scott's all right.
We got to do something. They might make even one more move by the tomorrow deadline.
And I think you're going to see it. We're going to be talking about another move tomorrow, Sam. You calling tomorrow?
I have some time to call in early tomorrow, man. I'm excited. I've been excited this morning, man. I'm happy, man.
All right, cool.
Ellen Brand doing his thing, man. We should definitely make some noise now.
All right, sounds good. Now, you want a general knowledge question before I let you out the door?
Yeah, what you got for me?
General knowledge category. In the countries of the Caribbean, what is the most grown crop by weight? This crop is used in the production of rum.
Hmm. By rum. Coconut.
Oh, no. Good guess, though. Sugar cane.
Oh.
There's another player that's probably going to be available, Mike.
Who's that?
The Suns are working a move. They're going to get Wayne Ellington, part of that Tyler Johnson trade, mm-hmm. and the Suns are probably going to waive him.
So Wayne Ellington will be out there.
Another guy who's available who can shoot the ball, mm-hmm. and he's not great, but he's better than what you got, and that's even more spacing off the bench. Because he's an elite shooter. So that's another guy.
Black Korver.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, Black Korver. Comes off the bench and shoots the only threes.
There he is.
There it is. Black Korver.
Black Korver. Mike, yeah. Mike at the Turnpike. Mike, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mike.
Mike, you're on. How you doing?
What's going on, Mike?
I'm much. Excited about this trade. And two things. One, man, I'm so glad we have Ellen Brandt and not...
Colangelo?
T-shirt, Colangelo, yeah.
Colangelo may have been able to swing this deal. You never know.
Would he be able to do the Butler one, though? I mean, if you look at what Brand did in a short time.
Did a nice job.
Yeah.
Nice job.
Definitely excited. Never would have thought that.
Yep.
And then the other thing, how much pressure now is on Brett Brown?
Big.
Is it? But
especially if they get another player. This is where the ultimate judging of Brett Brown comes in here.
I was going to say, so what's considered a success with... this new
now listen, it's not going to be an easy job because he's got to blend all these dudes now. He's got some new dudes. He's got to blend the whole thing in a quick period of time, but he's got to do it. I mean, this is why he's hired.
Yeah, I mean, it's go time now. I mean, they're all in.
Yep.
So, excited.
All right, man. General knowledge for you?
Yeah, I'll take one.
1990s movie quotes.
All right.
All right, let's go with this one here. You take the red pill... You stay in Wonderland, and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Sci-fi.
I don't know.
The Matrix. Neo. My man, Thespian.
I can't quote that one like I can Wayne's World.
Keanu is the worst great actor in the world. And that was the only problem with the Matrix trilogy. People talk about the story. No, the problem with it was you could buy Keanu for one movie. You could buy Keanu for half of the second one. There was no way you were going to buy Keanu for three. And that's the same thing that's happening coming up with this John Wick. Everyone loves the first one. Everyone liked the second one. Now you're relying on Keanu to act his way through
three.
I've
never seen a John Wick movie.
They're very popular for what they are.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot 'em up, killer type joints.
I've never seen a John Wick movie or a Mission Impossible movie.
You didn't see any of the Mission Impossibles?
No.
Really?
They kept getting better as they went, Mike.
No.
One wasn't so good. Two was great. And they, even the latest ones with Tom Cruise are good.
That surprises me because you like Cruise.
Yeah, you're one of the bigger Tom Cruise guys.
Didn't we talk about him for like a whole show?
Yeah, we did.
I'm not a thriller movie guy.
But, I mean, I get maybe not in the theater, but they're on cable. You don't leave it on when you see the car chases or whatever.
I've never been curious.
None of the Mission Impossibles?
No.
Not Ghost Protocol? None of them?
Ghost Protocol.
No, I follow Mike Protocol, which is not to watch any of them.
You got
to
watch them.
Coming up in 5 minutes, sound off right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's get going. Sound off.
All right, time to sound up. 610-771-9705. You got something to say? Hit us up. News of this trade broke about 3 a.m. If you were up, I'm sure you called the line. What was the earliest call we had last night? 3:30 a.m. probably, right? We have a timestamp.
Tyler has them.
Yeah.
I only have the finished timestamp.
I'm guessing 3:30. Let's see what we got.
If anybody's not happy with this trade, they're crazy. You get a bona fide player for a Landry Shamet, a Mike Muscala, and a Wilson Chandler, and a couple first-round picks. That's fine. You can live with that.
Yeah, no Moose love today, Tyrone. You noticed? No Moose love at all.
Yeah, nobody misses him.
No
Nobody
misses poor Mikey Moose.
Nobody.
No, not even Wilson Chandler, I think they missed. I thought we'd get a Moose call.
Yeah, you think because of his persuasion as well. There's a couple guys who like him just for that, you would think, but apparently no. They vacated. They still have TJ.
That's right, TJ's still there.
Sixers, fantastic trade. This gives you the second best starting lineup in the entire NBA. Best team in the East. Elton Brand, I was the one screaming at you yesterday to get Mirotić because we're doing so terrible. If you need any more advice, give me a call.
Well, you got Boban. He's not Mirotić. 12-minute Boban.
Great trade by Elton Brand. God deserves a lot of credit. To get Jimmy Butler, to get Tobias Harris, and bring those two players, Mike Scott and Bogdan, in to be bench players to help back up Embiid with Marjanovic and Mike Scott to help us off the bench at power forward is a great move. I don't think we gave up a lot. You don't know what those picks are going to be.
Yeah, Mike Scott, better player than Muscala, isn't he?
Yes, he moves better on defense.
Clippers want Mike Muscala instead of Mike Scott.
Expiring.
Oh, expiring?
Yeah.
Muscala's under contract?
No, yeah, Muscala's
expiring.
Expiring. They wanted it expiring, and then...
Okay.
Yeah.
All
right. Tobias Harris can play. I don't want to feed into this, but the guy is a good player. Like, he's a 17-8 legitimate stretch power forward who can shoot over 40% for 3 points. We should be ecstatic about this deal. Wilson Chandler doesn't even look like he wants to play basketball. It looks like Markelle Fultz learned his whole I-don't-want-to-play-basketball routine from Wilson Chandler.
I don't want to question Wilson Chandler's heart because he had some heart to play in this league. He's just beat up. I mean, you could tell that from the jump of this season that he was just kind of, he was the running back who had too much miles.
The Sixers have just rented themselves a championship. I'm fine with that.
Butler and Harris will be showing off their championship rings with their new teams next year. That's cool. That's great.
Come on. They won't. They wouldn't be stupid enough to make a trade. We're going to lose both of them. They believe that they can keep both of them. All this kind of stuff is discussed before they make deals.
And B needs someone to give him some rest time. I mean, he's getting tired fast anymore. And this guy, we ain't going to lose anything defensively with this guy in there. He's a freak. It's the Toby and Bobby show.
He's going to be a fan favorite, too, that dude.
Well,
he's like Lurch from the Addams Family.
Well, what's funny is we didn't realize this because we're not paying attention. He is.
Like Lurch.
You rang. So they've been together now. This is the third team they're going to be together. So since they got traded together, apparently they're best friends and they do like little comedy videos.
Oh, is
together.
That right?
Yeah.
Oh, they're going to be great.
That's why I said Toby and Bobby. They do little skits and stuff
Toby
together.
Toby and Bobby.
Yeah, they do skits together because you think about it, you go from Detroit to LA, he's familiar. They were together today they did a couple Snapchat videos.
Them with Joe? This is going to be such a treat.
And Joe already loves Boban.
The Croatian cretin.
What a lot of people aren't getting about this trade is the fact that Joel Embiid no longer is going to be double-teamed. Wilson Chandler's man was the guy who was double-teaming Embiid all season. You can forget that because Tobias Harris cannot be left.
You can fire. I love guys that can fire. I love Jimmy. I was watching Jimmy Butler last night. And, like, he didn't have a great game last night. He was disinterested, which I don't understand. Like, some games he's disinterested and I just have to put up with it. But once he gets, like, he gets a jump stop in that 8-foot area, money. Money. No matter if he's going to take another step and get it off the glass or he's going to make that little shot. He's, like automatic.
He just said when we beat Golden State, this team changed my mind. We can beat Toronto. But yes, we can go to the finals. Now today, this trade had to be made for us to beat Toronto. Which is it? Can we beat Toronto before the trade, or do we have to make the trade?
Yeah, well, you didn't hear me correctly, because I said it moved me closer to thinking that they could do that, okay? This actually, this doesn't convince. I'm still like, they need a bench player away, but they're better than they were yesterday.
Okay, it's 3 minutes some change left in the fourth quarter. Got a chance to come back. You mean to tell me Brett don't have no set plays for these guys to set up to score? My God.
What set plays are going to do? Who are we going to set play for last night? There's no JJ to shoot it. Shamit?
And he got him the clean look in the corner.
He gave him a clean look. They're coming back.
Yeah. And he made
it. They weren't going to win that game. I was convinced they weren't going to win that game. You got to climb so far uphill, you just don't have what it takes to close it out at the end.
We have to find a coach that can coach a big man. I'm so tired of Joel Embiid playing and posting at the three-point line. It's ridiculous. He's a big man. He's not a guard. He's not George Gervin. He's a big man. He needs to go low post, at least at the top of the free throw.
That's what he got. People's brains working in a really interesting way because they could see Joel Embiid in the post 47 times, but the three times he stays up top, it's the one they remember.
He took 14 free throws last night. Yeah. 14!
Yeah, it's like every time he steps out there, people count like that's six times for every one.
I'm happy we got rid of Landry. He posted on Instagram the other day, Wawa is, it's all right. Like, I've only been a handful of times. It's dope, but it's no quick trip for my Midwest Mike. The boy don't like Wawa. He's not Philly.
Yeah, I know that's the reason to trade him. Did they do that?
Yeah.
People that say that about Wawa, they get the vets there. Some columnist started a column. A guy in the Daily News wrote a column.
About the hoagies, right?
About Wawa being overrated. Mm-hmm. And you got all kinds of hate mail. You can't mess with the Philly thing, right?
I loved how the reputation that Jimmy Butler had before he came to Philadelphia was as this ultra competitor that would push and make everyone better. Oh, I saw a guy dogging it last night, not going for rebounds, with the body language they didn't want to be there. And then he wants to coward out and leave without even talking to the media.
I don't like it either. Sometimes that he disappears like that. I don't get it. But if he's not going to be energized playing with this team now with a chance to win something, you know, then they can say goodbye. Because this certainly has to change your perspective. Buzz down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. You got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are the limits?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
Good riddance. See you later.
All right, that was Sound Off. 610-771-9705. The winner of the autographed Jason Peters jersey from our friends at Golden Birch, Peanut Chews. Thanks to General Knowledge Wednesday. Dan Kyle. Congratulations to Dan Kyle. All right, coming up next, Devon Gibbons talking more about the Sixers. And I guess that's it, right? We do everything we needed to do?
I think we're good.
We good?
Yeah.
Everything
yeah,
cool?
You got to everything.
Everything's good.
Now, let's see.
I think
apparently,
we're good.
No ads? No,
you did all that.
Oh.
You did all of that.
Okay.
Apparently now, Woj thinks that the Fultz trade could happen before tomorrow.
Oh, that's how it is. The next brick to fall, Markel Fultz could be traded. We'll be talking about that, following that through the evening. Everybody have a great night. Talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.